Hello, this is Will Your Werewolf speaking, and this is Werewolf the Podcast. Hopefully you've listened to episode 1 and 2, otherwise this really won't make very much sense. I've been captured by the army, I've met my friend in the future, the chief, and now they're going to interrogate me for some reason. So let's carry on with the story. Soon after the one I will now call Chief had left, the door opened again. Two more soldiers came into the room in biochem suits with gas masks on. They pulled a hose from a storage place in the wall and rolled it out to end within a couple of meters of the cage. One of the soldiers then held the nozzle and pointed it in my direction. The other soldier went back to where the hose had been stored and out of my sight started turning a tap or something that started the high power jet of cold water. This mini tsunami then blasted me as I sat. I didn't move or respond to the high pressure cold water. I just stared through the jet at the guard doing it. I would not move. I would just stare. They had begun feeling pretty confident that it would be a horrible experience for me. As the process showed no apparent effect on me, I sensed the two guards' discomfort build. They really did not like the fact that I just sat on the ground smiling at them. The water drained through grates that surrounded the cage in the floor, and eventually the hosing stopped. It was reeled back to the cupboard and stored, and the two guards, now slightly physically shaken, filed out. I was cold. I was very cold. I wanted to get all furred up to get warm, but knew that I had to think about if that was a good idea or not at this moment in time. I couldn't really die of the cold, I knew that. But it wasn't a nice feeling sitting there on that cold, horrible, wet, steel floor. I stayed in my kneeling position and just continued to stare at the door as I slowly dried off. Was I giving away a lot by not reacting to the cold? I wasn't sure. Was it wrong that I was not getting hypothermia from this process? Maybe. But I would not show them my wolf side without reason. That would just justify it. Time passed. I could not tell if it was night or day or how many hours had actually been spent. The lights were always the same. I just sat talking to the posset. He'd tried a few more times to leave the room. Each time he was not able to pass through the doors or walls. I eventually had to do my business through the cage bars like the animal I suppose I was. I kept the bucket to store some of the sprayed water that he had accidentally collected. For the next few, I assumed days, the chief soldier man would enter, he would tell me I was a werewolf, and then the soldiers would come in and hose me and my cage clean. They had brought me no food or water apart from the hosing. They got me nothing, no clothes or cover. They never asked anything, they just went through the same set of processes each time they arrived. Classic interrogation, or so I was to learn. After a lot of this treatment, they then added the sleep deprivation thing where they try to keep you awake to break you. The problem they had here was that they would not come near me to wake me, so they could only use noise and hosing and some high decibel alarms to stop me from pretending to be asleep. They did not realise that I didn't really need to sleep, at least they felt like they were having a small victory. In fact, the only pleasure I would have had from sleeping was really a break in the monotony of this time. There's only so much I spy with my little eye. You can play with a posset who cheats by reading your mind, and only so many subjects you can choose from in a room where you've been for quite a long time. After several what felt like hundreds of these fucking visits, the chief guy came in once more, dragged the chair forward to its usual spot and spoke. "We've not fed you for 10 days now," he stated. I nodded. "You're in a room that is maintained at 4 degrees centigrade. You're not dead. You're not ill. You're not wasting away. Would you like to explain that to me?" I sat before him cross-legged and trying to come across all scary and intimidating and shit, which is hard for a cross-legged naked man. I'd now realised that there was no other way out of this. I had realised that this entire setup meant that even with my abilities, I probably could not escape. I also realised that with my ADHD mindset, I would eventually go mad if held here much longer, so I thought that I'd have to be honest. I'm a werewolf, I said, shrugging my shoulders. His head snapped up from his papers. It's pretty hard to hurt or stop me, although I have to admit that you've got an amazing setup here that is certainly doing that. I've been trying to work out how to get out, and to be honest, I think that I'm fucked. I smiled and reached forward and held one of the bars in my right hand, showing how strong it was. You realise you believe that you're a werewolf then? Said the chief. Well, yeah, I am. I am a motherfucking ball-licking, Scooby-doing werewolf. I can prove it if you wish, I answered. The chief, well, he just held up a hand towards me. No, it's okay. We knew that it was the case. We have to say that we've never seen anything like you before. When the first reports came in, you were on the scene. We thought some hallucinogenic gas was being released in the area. We all thought that our guys saw things that were not there. It was assumed it could be PTSD or something like that. He seemed now to want to talk after a long time of silence. Then shockingly, we got the footage of you in that last village. We've these satellites and plane things that fly out of your sight. They spotted you while you worked. They recorded your changing forms and how you were, well, mainly killing people. So we know what you are. Capturing you was a whole operation in the war itself. Operation Dog Pound. At this name, I laughed. As it was, you know, well, a well-chosen moniker for the whole plan to capture me. I'm kind of here to speak to you and see what it's all about, son. Are you like the result of some set of sick experiments or something? Or is there more to the legend of the Wolfman? Wow, do you know what? This is unbelievable. I do love some of your movies. Who knew you were real? I moved towards the bars and knelt there looking at him. I smiled nicely and asked, what would you like me to say? What do you want me to do? Well, let's start at the beginning. What is your name and where are you from? I felt like I was on a game show. What the hell? Here I go. Thanks for listening to episode 3. I hope you're enjoying it. If you are, there's a link down in the description where you can buy me a coffee. That would be wonderful. There's also a link there to getting my book from Amazon. That would be lovely too. And just as always, the final note, love you lots.